from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. A new study finds a banned chemical more often in the bodies of Northern California's pregnant women than in women anywhere else in the world. KQED's Amy Standen reports the contaminant is a substance that was supposed to make homes safer.
The chemicals in question are called PBDEs. They were used in furniture, like sofas, to make them more fire-resistant. California required flame retardants in the 1970s, but then banned one class of them, the PBDEs, in 2004, out of concern they could be toxic. But trace amounts still show up in our bodies, says Ami Zoda. She's a researcher at UC San Francisco and lead author on the study, which was published in the journal Environmental Science and Technology.
Just because a ban goes into place, it doesn't mean that all the products that we have in our homes, offices, magically disappear.
The authors compared blood samples from pregnant women in Northern California with women in other parts of the U.S. and 10 other countries. The Northern California samples were the highest. I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
This November, San Mateo County voters will consider a major bond to improve community colleges. According to the Business Times, the Community College District approved the item yesterday. The $564 million bond would support upgrades at the College of San Mateo, Kenyatta College, and Skyline College. Here's an upgrade Stanford alumni may appreciate: keeping their stanford.edu email address. Previously, graduates lost those addresses after finishing school. Now the Mercury News reports the university will let students keep them for 1 year before they forward to a new account ending in alumni.stanford.edu. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for NPR comes from the George Lucas Educational Foundation, celebrating 20 years of being a source for what works in education. More at edutopia.org.